What's going on, everyone? Welcome back to It Takes Three. I'm here today with my boy Bryce. Say what's up, Bryce.
What up, what up?
I didn't mean that as like you take my commands, you know. Oh, I'm sorry.
I just do it as I'm told.
I'm trying to make our intros a little less awkward, and I just can't. I can't do it.
Well, we gotta figure. We'll figure something out.
There you go. So today's episode, we are wanting to focus on some stupid trivia. I'm gonna ask Bryce some questions. Or actually, I'm just gonna read off. We don't have to ask questions. I'm just gonna read off the trivia and let's respond to it. How about that?
That works. Wait, before we start, did we ever get any feedback from last episode about would you rather?
Yes. So I had one. I sent you a picture of Caitlin, our MVP man, our most loyal listener.
Oh yeah, I'm gonna look on our YouTube page real quick.
Yeah, out of all eight of y'all, she's the most loyal. But
looks like she's getting ankle molds. Is all I'm saying. She can then put them in the youth room.
There you go, dude. We can put it up there, make it proud, you know.
Oh, absolutely.
She wrote a response to every one of them. So, Caitlin, if you're listening, which I know you are, appreciate it. But
yeah, why can't I find it?
Find what? Our YouTube page?
Yeah.
I have no idea.
Oh, I found it.
Okay. But other than that, I don't think we got any other responses from that. We got some spam comments on our videos, but whatever.
Did we?
Yeah. Whatever. But anyways, so today wanted to react to some just stupid trivia. And it's not, I don't want to say stupid. It's just like useless facts. It's this article I have on BuzzFeed. And I think it's actually titled 29 Useless Pieces of Trivia You'll Want to Tell Everyone Right Away.
Is this why you're telling me?
I had to tell you right away, dude. Right away. So the ZIP and ZIP code stands for Zone Improvement Plan. Never knew that. I didn't know it was an acronym.
Well, I didn't either. And why?
And yeah, and are they improving?
I don't think anything's been improved in my zip code.
I tell you what, I lived, you know, throughout my life, I've lived in like, I guess, four cities, if you will. Besides the one in Pennsylvania, lived in Rock Hill, Anderson, and then now here in Princeton, North Carolina. But Rock Hill and Anderson, of course, in South Carolina. But all three of these zip codes are all like very, very similar. Like it's crazy. When people ask me for my zip code, they all have the same numbers. They all have like a 2, 7, a 5, and a 9. You know, so like it's, I forget. Yeah. I don't know. I know it's random.
So Gray Court was 29645. When we lived there, we moved to Fountain Inn, it was 29644.
Yeah. So like, and what is Anderson?
Just a number off. 29621.
21 or 25. Here it's 29765.
Simpsonville has two different ones. One half is 29680, another is 29681. Bless you. God bless you.
Man, I muted my mic so you wouldn't hear me.
I didn't hear you.
Oh, okay.
I just saw you.
We did that to Chris. Oh, by the way, Chris is not on. Again, he's probably not going to be in a couple episodes. He's having he's not having a baby. His wife's having a baby. She's having a baby.
Yeah, so they're on spring break, and so I guess they call it a baby moon. Isn't that what people call it nowadays almost?
Yeah, going somewhere before the baby gets here. We didn't do that. I would kind of wish we would have,
Your life hasn't been the same ever since.
Man, yeah. Nah, we get to take getaways. But, like, when you have a kid, it's different. You go take, like, a vacation and a getaway, and all you think about is your kid. I was just brought him. Yeah. All right, next one.
So, Zip. Yeah, I don't
Yeah, that was weird. Elvis never performed a single encore. So when he left, like he wasn't coming back. So hence the phrase, Elvis has left a building. So after he got done with his concerts, they would announce Elvis has left a building because people would be like, encore, we want more.
And they would just stay, and people finally had to be like, I guess people were finally like, he's left the building. Like, he ain't coming back.
He ain't coming back, man.
I wonder why.
I don't know. He was the king. He could do whatever.
I guess. I mean, he got paid for this amount, so he was doing that amount.
So the grandson of the woman who designed Hitler's bunker designed Saddam Hussein's bunker. What? Oh, I didn't know there was a bunker architect.
That's where they found Saddam, I thought.
Yeah, I don't. That's what I'm saying. Like, obviously, they're not doing good. The family business isn't good.
No, because, well, I don't even know what happened to Adolf, but supposedly he committed suicide.
Yeah. But there's a lot of evidence saying that he went to Argentina, though.
Yeah, that's what I've heard.
Yeah, it's crazy. There's like Nazi graves over there.
Yeah.
Crazy, dude.
All right, anyways. They found Saddam, so obviously the bunker wasn't too good.
Right. But I mean, like, to be a bunker architect, you know, like, how do you get in that profession? You know, I guess it's a family business.
And how do you get involved with, like, those people?
Yeah.
Just give me a business card one day at, like, a dictator lunch or something. Here's my business card. Yeah.
Yeah.
How do you even go about, like, oh, here's my card? Like,
I don't know. All right. Yoda and Miss Piggy were both voiced by the same person. Miss Piggy from the Muppets.
I could hear that now.
Yeah. I could hear that. I mean, that's cool.
Yeah. I can definitely hear that now.
In 1989, the Soviet Union traded Pepsi Company 17 submarines, a cruiser, a frigate. Is that how you say that? Frigate.
A frigate.
I'm gonna stop. And a destroyer for Pepsi to be sold in the Soviet Union.
Wait, how does it spell? I'm calling this frigate.
The F-R-I-G-A-T-E.
Frigate.
Frigate, right? That's what I said. And then I doubted myself. Frigate?
What a frigate.
So they traded Pepsi all of these ships and submarines. So
did they accept it?
Sold in Soviet Union. Yeah, it made Pepsi the sixth largest military power in the world at the time.
What are they going to do with that?
What? What?
Where are the submarines now?
I don't know. We're going to have to look that up in another episode. But, like, where's Pepsi putting the Navy at?
Yeah. You know? Is that who we have to look out for all these years? Like, it ain't.
The war between Pepsi and Coke changed that day. You know?
Oh, absolutely. Dude, that's in Georgia. There's no Pepsi products.
Wow. Really?
None. That I've seen, especially in Elberton and Atlanta.
It's all Coca-Cola?
It's all Coke. Like, their Dr. Pepper is, sometimes you'll find Dr. Pepper, but it's like, a lot of times it's Mr. Pip, because that's the Coke version.
Yeah. All right. Arnold Schwarzenegger was the first civilian to own a Hummer. Well, of course he was. Yeah, I could see that.
All right. Then I feel like Sylvester Stallone was the next.
Yeah, probably, right? Otters have a favorite rock. They store it under their arm in a little pouch when not used. That's pretty dope, man. Like, otters. Gosh, do we need to stop, Bryce?
Let's just keep going.
Oh, gosh. I don't know. It's not even that I'm tripping. I am tripping over words. I don't know what it is. Anyways.
Is that why otters always have their hands like this?
Yeah. They're hiding that rock? Dude, I'm a grown man, you know, 250-something pounds. And I'm man enough to admit that otters are cute as heck, dude.
Yeah, you know,
like, they're so cool.
If I could, like, maintain an otter, I would.
Right? Yeah. All right. When Ian Fleming was writing James Bond, like his famous spy stories, he wanted to give the main character the most boring name possible, hence the name James Bond. So, like, the name James Bond was for the sole purpose of just being boring. But I was like, now it's iconic.
Yeah. I was about to say, I don't even think that's boring. I guess back then the name's Bond. James Bond.
The platypus doesn't have a stomach. What? What does it do? Does it just, it eats and comes out? I feel like that sometimes, especially Mexican food.
Yes. Taco Bell. So yeah, like sometimes you guys like, eat it on the toilet. Just wait. What? All right. We're about to find out what do platypuses. Never mind. I'm not going to say. But I think the plural for that one.
We're still a family-friendly podcast.
Yep, I stopped myself. Platypus, no stomach.
That's crazy, dude. And it says another one, too, but I can't pronounce it. Enchidina? Enchidina? E-C-H-I-D-N-A. But I'm just going to go with the platypus. So.
Oh, this one says, this is from National Geographic. How the platypus and a quarter of fishes lost their stomachs.
They're going to say, like, evolution or something like that. Probably. Which doesn't make any sense.
No. Over time, their stomach disintegrated. What? No. Oh, that's stupid. I can't read unless...
You pay for it.
I sign up.
All right, next one.
I ain't signed up for no Nat Geo.
The guy who sang "You're a Mean One, Mr. Grinch" is also the original voice of Tony the Tiger in Frosted Flakes in their commercials. That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Jimmy Carter was the first president to be born at a hospital. Huh.
Where are the other ones born?
I guess, like, you know, it's like back in the day, they were like born at home or in barns.
Yeah.
The glue on the back of Israeli stamps is kosher.
Stamps? Yeah. Like postage?
Yeah.
Huh. Why? How would it... Wait, what would it be... How would it not be kosher?
I don't know. I don't know how glue's made. It might be made with, like, animal stuff, right?
Oh, true. I didn't think about that.
This is why we only have, like, 7 listeners, because... People are like, these guys are idiots.
Yeah, how do they not know this?
Come on, man. But I will say, we still got that Filipino listener. Now we have a listener from the UK. So shout out to the UK.
UK.
I always wanted to go.
I about said UK and Filipino, but it's Philippines and UK.
Yeah.
I was going to call Philippines Filipino. So.
So wombats poop cubes. How cool is that?
What is a wombat?
A wombat is like a, it looks like a beaver kind of, or like a, it's like a brown furry
animal. Oh yeah, but like their face is like smushed almost.
Yeah, but they poop.
Poop.
They poop cubes.
Yeah, that can't feel good. I mean, me and you, the side note for all the listeners, me and RJ talk about poop a lot. It's not like a weird thing, but it's just like,
I just got poop. A bidet. Put in my
house. Dude, how's that?
Life changing. Dude,
so
I'm telling you.
Maybe wombats need that. So it's just.
Right?
Because I can't picture a cube being like.
Is there.
It's got to be painful.
Anatomy of a wombat anus. Is it shaped like a cube?
That's the main question.
Speaking of Uranuses, 63 planet Earths can fit in Uranus. Get that check, Bryce.
Do you know they're now not saying it that way in schools?
How do they say it?
Uranus. Uranus?
Huh?
Uranus.
Uranus?
And I'm like, no, it's Uranus.
Uranus.
not mine, yours. It's 63?
Yeah.
I thought on the scale, like, you know, like in fourth grade, you make the diagrams and you have to make a project with each one.
The solar
system. The sun would be like, that's the word. I didn't feel like Uranus was like that big.
I can't remember. I don't know. When the first Star Wars came out, which is like the Star Wars A New Hope. I guess when did that come out? Like,
yes, I'm wrong. But I
9 or so, 1960.
They bring it, Matt. I've only seen one Star Wars.
Really? We need to watch Star Wars, bro. Right. But anyways, when it first came out, France was still using the guillotine to execute people.
When bro. They stop.
Yeah.
All
right.
Now they stop.
Everyone has a unique tongue print, just like fingerprints. Imagine that, like going into What is that? You got like a cut in your tongue.
I like your cut, G. I don't know. That's weird. So if you have no fingerprints, can they just like take a print of your tongue and then analyze that to find out who you are?
Like if you committed a crime, are you leaving tongue prints behind? You licking
the walls? If you've gotten burnt so bad and they find your body, well, I guess your tongue will be burnt too.
Well, I'm sure there's probably reasons, like in case your arms get chopped off or something like that. Yeah,
true.
All right. It is said that approximately 17% of the total surface of Sweden is covered by blueberry bushes. Hmm. That's pretty cool.
That is.
Yeah, I'm down with that.
I'm guessing if you're walking around Sweden, you just see them everywhere.
Yeah, I got two big ones in the back of my on the back side of my house. I love them.
We used to, where I used to live growing up, our neighbors had them, and they, when they were in all bloomed, or I guess bloom's the right word.
Yeah.
But all right, come pick some, and we'd go out and pick like several buckets of it because there's so many.
Yeah, we do that with our neighbors as well because it's like there's nothing we could do with it.
Yeah, you can't. Yeah.
When we had chickens, they loved it, but we don't have chickens anymore. So.
You don't?
No. Buffalo, teriyaki, Alfredo, and barbecue all gone. We got we got our new dog Scarlet, and she thought she likes to play with things by tossing them up in the air. And she would do that with the chickens.
They
would freeze up and break their neck when they fell. Mm. And
you climb up?
No, Brandy wouldn't let me eat them. right. So
please, Brandy.
But they didn't have bite marks or nothing, but. We saw Scarlett do that with one of the chickens, and she's just trying to play with them, man. You know, and the chickens didn't like it. Chickens
can fly too.
Yeah, right. Chickens can fly, but they were so afraid of the dog that they just froze up.
It's like those goats.
When they land, it would be on their head.
It's like those goats. I've always wanted to like see a goat and scare it and just
the fainting goat. Yeah, yes. I do too. I want one. That's funny. All right. So next one. There are 100. Excuse me. There's 119 ridges on the edge of a quarter. Ridges? Like mountains?
No, like, you know how there's like...
Oh, my gosh. Never mind.
Oh, my God.
What?
A mountain?
What was my first thought? A mountain.
A mountain.
On a quarter, bro.
Oh, who? First off,
who counted
the time? Yeah.
Yeah.
And how did you not like, I already counted this one.
You know, they had to count a couple to make sure they're right.
Yeah. I couldn't just do it once.
It was someone who took Adderall. It was like the first day of on Adderall.
That's how they tested Adderall.
Yeah. You know, that, there's 119 then, ridges on these quarters? Not mountains.
Then you give them a basketball and give them the count how many ridges are on that. But did you ever take the quarter and draw on pencil and go up to someone at school and do that to them?
Yeah.
Or on their head?
Why did I do that?
I don't know.
There was a Roman emperor named Poopy Anus.
Shut up.
I promise you. It's spelled P-U-P-I-E-N-U-S M-A-X. I-M-U-S. It's like spelled
Poopy Anus Maximus.
Yeah, Poopy Anus Maximus.
What a name. Could you imagine? All right, I'm taking attendance. Poopy Anus Maximus.
Present. I have to imagine. That's my next animal. We're getting another dog. When we thought our dog was pregnant, we were going to keep a puppy. And I wanted
So it wasn't?
No. Dude, she got pregnant. She got a fake pregnancy for attention. That's what the vet said. What a dog move. Like, my dog would.
How do you fake that?
Dude, her breast was enlarged and everything, man. I don't know how you could fake it. Like, I know a couple girls in high school who did that, but like...
me too. And then they got away. There's no way one of them got away with... she told somebody, she was like, I'm not pregnant anymore. And like... How do you just do that? And she's like, hit me in the stomach with a book, I promise. Yes! So even if she was pregnant, she wasn't anymore?
Yes! Stop. Oh, man. That's crazy. But if I ever get a... When we did think she was pregnant, we're like, oh, sweet, we'll keep one puppy. And I'm going to name it Dookie. Again, listeners, me and Bryce love poop.
Shout out to if you ever want to hear a good if you ever want to hear a good song, type in the Toilet Bowl Cleaners. And there's several, like Poop My Fingernails, Diarrhea Splashback, and the Poop Song. I mean,
yep.
That's how me and RJ like really became friends was through that song.
The Poop Song.
Yep.
Yep. So my next animal I get, hopefully is a llama. It's gonna be named Poopy Anus.
Poopy Anus Maximus. Smith.
All right. If you walk south from Detroit, you can end up in Canada. Oh, yeah, because it, yeah.
Huh?
Yeah, Google them.
Google because I guess so. Just keep walking so far, it just wraps around.
Yeah. So, like Canada, Detroit. Yeah, Canada is like below Detroit. What state is that?
Michigan.
Is it Michigan?
Isn't, are you saying the screen or do I just need to look it up?
Yeah, I got it. The because it's, I mean, Detroit is like is almost Michigan on the border, like the Canadian border is right there.
Oh, Michigan's the one that's got the, yeah, y'all can tell we in geography don't go good. It's like a handle almost.
Yeah, it like goes up and around.
Yeah. And so if you just come straight down, you would go in the water, but.
Yeah. Yeah, there's a water that separates it. I guess Lake St. Clair. But ultimately, like Lake Erie, too. And then like a little canal separates Detroit from Canada. That's pretty cool, though.
Hmm.
Never knew that.
Me neither.
See, these are the useless facts. That you're just like, man, I got to tell everybody.
Why would we even need to know that? But I'm glad I do now.
To wait till I get home and tell Brandy about wombat poop, you know? Yeah. Like,
and then I feel like your next Google search will be wombat anus.
Yeah.
Which and went then, to poopy anus maximus.
Exactly. Man, the pollen's bad here.
Oh, dude, right, so here too.
Right?
I've had nosebleeds so many times. It's like ridiculous.
A lot of my football players have too. Which in North Carolina, we're still in our football season because of, you know, everything going on. Tonight we're playing for our conference championship.
Ooh, what?
Yeah. So by the time this is out and the listeners are listening to it, it'll be over. But, you know, I was going to say wish us luck, but it would be over by then.
So anyway, congrats on the win or?
Yeah. Hopefully, right? Hopefully congrats on the win. All right, well, that's it today, man. We hope you enjoyed listening. I'm RJ.
One fun fact I was thinking about before we go. Huh? Random fact, kind of morbid. But did you know the creator of the Segway died on a Segway?
No.
Mm-hmm. Let me look it up. I promise you, yeah.
I mean, it's not – I didn't mean to say no like I don't believe you. You're such a liar.
Dean Kamen. Let's see. Dean Death.
That's crazy, though.
Oh, Jimmy.
Jimmy Dean? No, that's a breakfast, dude.
Huh. Oh, he was the boss. He wasn't the creator. He was the boss.
I'm the boss.
It says, a millionaire businessman who fell from a cliff while riding a Segway scooter probably died after trying to make way for a dog walker. Wow. He reversed the machine for a dog walker. And the businessman had led a British takeover of the U.S.-based Segway company, which makes and distributes distinctive two-wheel self-balancing scooters.
Wow. That's crazy.
How ironic, though. Like,
right? Man, that stinks.
Yeah.
Man.
Also, we found out in one episode that Betty White?
Yeah.
Is older than sliced bread.
Yeah. That's right. What episode was that? Why did we do that?
Why did we do that? It was on her. It was an episode about her birthday.
That's right. Okay.
We just looked at things she was older than. So.
That's crazy, man.
Go back and watch it. That was a fun one as well.
How old was she? I can't remember.
For 90-something.
Hmm. That's crazy. All right, well,
she just turned 98. Yep, or 91. 91? Yeah, 91.
Well, if you're still listening. No,
99.
Bryce.
Sorry.
I'm trying to close the episode.
I'm sorry. She's 99. She's 99, guys.
Prince Philip passed away today, and he was 99.
Who's Prince? I'm not asking that out loud.
The King of England's wife, husband. Wow.
Prince Philip?
Yeah. He was her husband. So now she's widowed. A widow.
Oh, the Duke of Edinburgh. Yeah. I didn't know that. Was he sick?
You watched The Crown?
Hmm?
You watched The Crown?
What's The Crown?
It's a show.
Oh, Queen Elizabeth's husband.
Yeah.
So, huh? How's the Queen's husband a prince and not a king?
So he's a prince of Edinburgh or something. Mm-hmm. So like she was queen, like because it was in her family bloodline.
And so you can't, okay.
Yeah, so when they married, he doesn't become king, right? I thought that too. But like I guess I did some research. Like I guess the fairy tales were taught in like the in America.
Yeah.
Really teach the right monarchy.
So does that mean like there's never a king and queen, it's one or the other?
So unless it's like unless they're like the king of another country or something like that.
Yeah.
So from what I understand, it'll always just be a king or just be a queen in England unless they marry another king.
Unless they pull a Prince Harry and just leave.
Yeah. Well, he never was going to get the throne. So.
No. He was, yeah.
Anyways,
did you watch that interview?
No, I saw bits and pieces of it.
They're like saying they were struggling. It's like a dang prince of wherever. Well, not anymore, but they like try to put on themselves that they were like, they had to do it because they were such in distress and blah, 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 blah. And I'm like,
Must be hard.
Why you always lie?
Must be hard to be a prince.
Yeah. And Meghan Markle.
A movie superstar celebrity.
Exactly.
You know, like, oh, bless
it's so
your
tough.
Heart.
Yeah. Jeez. First world problems. I mean,
right? It's not even first world problems. No, it's like
beyond, it's like above that. It's like half world problems or something.
Jeez. Yeah. Come on, man.
So those are some fun facts. I didn't know. A lot of those blew my mind, for real, though.
Yeah, especially the wombat.
Yeah, that one, that and Poopianus Maximus.
Poopianus Maximus. That might be my new Twitter handle.
Spelt like that?
Yeah, I should.
Do it. I'm down with that.
All right, let's end here, man. I'm way over, dude. If you're still listening, I'm sorry. We love you.
Let us know if you watched the whole thing.
Yes. Comment on YouTube if you watched the whole thing. Anyways, we'll see you next week.
See you guys.